describing 2009 as an adventure likely to continue into 2010, the head of Anchorage's Convention and Visitors Bureau yesterday presented the organization's annual report on Anchorage's visitor industry. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Julie Soppe, president and CEO of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, used adventure in its widest sense. She began with what she called the tremendous challenges and harsh business climate of 2009.
The recession hit travelers and, by extension, businesses financially. Mother Nature put a cramp in Alaska's travel industry as well, with H1N1 threatening to derail business and eruptions at Mount Redoubt hampering air travel several times this year. We are seeing a different kind of traveler this year as well, one who is tighter with money and looking for the best deal.
Those negative influences appear in a telling financial tally for 2009.
As of early November, the bed tax collected totaled over $15 million, with the projected total reaching approximately $17.5 million. These are big numbers, but when all is said and done, we anticipate bed taxes in 2009 to be roughly 21% lower than 2008's collection.
In one of the short video clips interspersed throughout Soppe's report, Barry Swanberg of Phillips Cruises and Tours offered a historical perspective of 2009 and probably 2010.
I went through the downturn in the 80s. I went through the 9/11 downturn, which was very severe, and now this one, which is truly the worst I've ever seen. But we'll come back. We always do.
Soppe says 2009 was not all bad news. Despite a reduced budget and a cut staff, the Convention and Visitors Bureau registered several victories. Meeting and convention bookings include the Texas Ski Council in March with 500 delegates, a large Lions Club contingent in 2011, 900 delegates of the American Avalanche Association in September 2012, and in the same month, 750 members of the Avionics Maintenance Conference. Soppe says these and other conferences translate into tens of millions of dollars. But as for 2010 and the individual or family travelers?
Travel is down in all segments. The U.S. Travel Association reports that declines in travel are bottoming out, meaning that 2010 will be marginally better than 2009, but not a return to previous positive years. Real post-recession growth is most likely up to 2 years away, according to industry experts.
That drop in travelers includes international visitors.
The recession, as we know, was worldwide, and as a result, has influenced the international market. Travel to the U.S. was down 8.2% by third quarter 2009. It isn't expected to rebound until possibly 2013.
Soppe says ACVB has budgeted another 10% decrease for 2010, based primarily on the announced Alaska redeployment of the cruise industry. The redeployments will mean an estimated 117,000 fewer overnight cruise visitors coming to Anchorage in 2010 than last year. Nevertheless, Soppe points to possible, if not blue skies, at least a lighter shade of gray for Anchorage's visitor industry in 2010.
This city remains the hub of economic activity for the state and the Alaska travel industry. Indeed, we are beginning to see signs, early though they may be, of a modest recovery. Several domestic air carriers plan to add service to Anchorage in the months ahead. And we are excited that the Port of Anchorage will host 9 Holland America Line arrivals of well over 1,000 people each in 2010. There is also optimism that the Travel Promotion Act will soon clear all procedural hurdles in the U.S. Congress and perhaps provide a boost to international travel.
Julie Soppe, President and CEO of the Anchorage Convention and Visitors Bureau, presenting her annual report to the ACVB membership. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.